Kemet Radio. Ancient Egypt, a land of gods, demons, and heroes. Travel through the sands of time, when gods roamed the earth, and magic ruled the day. Tales of power, of love, of betrayal. These are the myths and legends of ancient Egypt. In the time of the majesty of Ra, the self-created, after he became the king of men and gods together, mankind plotted against him. His majesty had grown old, his bones being silver, his flesh gold, and his hair true lapis lazuli. When his majesty perceived the plotting of mankind against him, Ra said to his followers,
"Summon to me my Eye, Shu, Defnet, Geb, Nut, and the fathers and mothers who were with me when I was in Nun, the waters of creation. Also bring me the god Nun, who shall bring his courtiers with him. You will bring them to me secretly. If mankind sees their gathering, their hearts will flee."
The gods were brought and lined up on his two sides. They bowed to the ground before his majesty, that Nun might make his speech before the eldest father, the maker of mankind, the king of the people. They said to Ra,
"Speak to us, that we may hear it."
Ra said to Nun,
"O eldest god in whom I came into being, and ancestor gods, look, mankind, the tears which issue from my eye, are plotting against me. Tell me what you would do about it, for I am seeking. I would not slay them until I have heard what you might say about it."
Spoke the majesty of Nun,
"My son Ra, god greater than his maker, more noble than his creators, stay on your throne. Great is the fear of you when your eye is on those who scheme against you."
Said the majesty of Ra,
"Look, they are fleeing into the desert. Their hearts are fearful that I may speak to them."
The gods of his council said to Ra, "Let your eye go and smite them for you, O schemers of evil. No eye is more able to smite them for you. May it go down as Hathor." The goddess returned after slaying mankind in the desert, and the majesty of the god Ra said,
"Welcome in submission, Hathor, I who did what I came for."
Said the goddess,
"As you live for me, I have overpowered mankind, and it was ointment to my heart."
Said the majesty of Ra,
"I shall have power over them as king by reducing their numbers."
Thus the powerful one Sekhmet came into being. The beer mash of the night for her who would wade in their blood as far as the Hines. Ra said,
"Bring to me swift, nimble messengers, that they may run like a body shadow."
The messengers were brought immediately, and the majesty of the gods said,
"Go to Ebu, and bring me red ochre in great quantity."
The red ochre was brought, and the majesty of the god ordered the sidelock wearer, the high priest of Heliopolis, to grind the ochre, while servants crushed the barley for beer. The red ochre was mixed into the beer mash, and it was made red like blood. 7,000 jars of beer were made, and the majesty of the king of Upper and Lower Egypt, Ra, came together with the gods to see the beer. The day dawned on which the goddess Sekhmet Hathor would slay mankind in her time of traveling south to Nubia, Abugem in the ancient tongue. The Majesty of Ra said,
"The beer is good. I shall save mankind by it."
Ra said,
"Carry it to Abugem, where she intends to slay mankind."
The Majesty of the King Ra rose early before dawn to have the sleeping draught of beer poured out. The fields were flooded 3 palms high with the liquid by the might of the majesty of this god Ra. When the goddess came in the morning, she found them flooded, and her gaze was beautiful in it. She drank, and it pleased her heart. She returned drunk without having seen mankind. The majesty of Ra said to the goddess,
"Welcome in submission, O gracious one."
Thus, beautiful women came into being in the town of Emu. Myths and Legends of Ancient Egypt is a production of Kemet Radio. Visit on the web at kemetradio.net. Contact us at kemetradio@jebba.org. Kemet Radio is brought to you by Petajebba, Temple to Horus of Bekhmet, and non-profit organization for the reconstruction of ancient Egyptian culture. Visit Petajebba online at jebba.org, djebba.org.